Well, then the next law is the law of the mind. And this is an incredible thing. You can only serve God with the spiritual mind and not by your flesh. Romans 7:25b says, so then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, with the flesh the law of sin. Now that's a very interesting thing. What's the law of the mind? I'll tell you what the law of the mind says. The law of the mind says this. God expects you to serve him with your spiritual mind. Now there's a carnal mind and a spiritual mind. You know, we serve the law of God with our mind. Which mind? The spiritual mind. But the Bible talks about a carnal mind, which is enmity against God. So he says, when you're born again, you have a spiritual mind. And there's a law that says God only requires you to serve him with your mind. Which you can't try to serve him with your flesh because of the law of sin and death that'll always take you down. So you've got to stop trying to perfect your flesh. Now let me give you some scripture. The Bible tells us to be renewed by the transforming of our flesh in Ephesians. No, the renewed by the transforming of our mind. The Bible tells us that we are to renew the spirit of our mind. The Bible tells us that we have the sound mind of Christ. The Bible tells us to bring every thought into captivity. Did you see that? I want to just say this is, what I'm going to say now is big. Listen to this. There's a difference. Get this is the most important thing I've said. There's a difference between freedom from the law and freedom through the word. When you are freed from the law, when you're born again, that is free from the ceremony. The Mosaic system. When you are freed from the law, the word, the Bible tells us, we're set free. The truth shall make you free and you'll be free indeed. I'll tell you why.